Hello, good morning and welcome to the finance show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday, the 16th of September, and I'm joined here by a younger, more enthusiastic and bright and breezy version of myself, Alessio Rastani. But the only flaw you have, you don't speak the Queen's English, do you?
No, I don't.
You've got that American twang.
I do. Not as much of a southern twang like John Wayne, but you know,
I don't know. His accent was...
He wasn't Southern, no. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It was... yes, exactly. God knows where it came
from. Jim Stewart. Okay.
Right. he spoke funny as well.
We're too old. Anybody who remembers a Jim Stewart has got to be older than we are, probably.
Yeah, I think the line is just across 40, the 40 age group, you know.
Right, exactly.
There we are. Let's have a look at the what's going on in the financial markets if we can, rather than dwelling in yesteryear. Most popular in business and finance, UK gives go-ahead for revised GDP, £18 billion Hinkley Point plant. I was concerned myself that the Chinese would have too much of an influence on that, but clearly other factors have come in there.
Right.
Theresa May has given the go-ahead for the proposed £18 billion nuclear power station at Hinkley Point in Somerset. I'm sure property prices there are rocketing now. Following a revised agreement with French company EDF, ending months of uncertainty over the fate of Europe's biggest energy project, and that's from the FT. And then mortgage lending falls in the wake of Brexit vote. Mortgages for house purchases fell in the first month after the EU referendum, and remortgage lending has grown month on month, according to Sky News. Not really a surprise there.
No, I guess not. Just banks are, I guess, taking care of themselves in the event of... things going wrong, and I got to be honest. So far the main talk is that the Brexit fears have probably been a bit exaggerated, and certainly we were talking only last week about the British pound potentially bottoming, and you know maybe we've seen the end of the panic in the British currency. Although I know you don't want that to happen, you'd like the pound to fall further?
I need, yes. Parity against the dollar and the euro would be just about right for me. But I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think the reality is rather more mundane, really, on that. So let's go on to the next slide, which is regarding Mike's morning markets, which you would have seen a couple of hours ago with the man himself in the early edition of the Finance Show. Asian markets declined for a sixth day, undermined by a slump in crude. Futures currently pointing to a weaker European opening, which was sort of correct. The UK has the second least meritocratic bonus system in the world and causes resentment in 35% of UK firms, according to a survey by the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants. Revisiting Hinkley Point, which is set to be given the go-ahead by the UK government today, but there could be a renegotiation of the guarantees on electricity prices. 12 o'clock, central bank action from the Bank of England, statement and minutes, policy expected on hold after firing the big bazooka last month, but look for evidence of dissenting votes on QE and clues as to the stance of the new MPC member, Michael Saunders. I'm still rather gutted I wasn't asked to be on the on the panel, but given that I'm against the whole way they do things there, it's quite not really surprising. I don't see why we actually have a separate central bank. You might as well just leave it to the Treasury, really.
Yeah, I mean...
Same with the Fed.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not independent at all, really. They're cowering in the shadows, blinded by the headlights, don't really know what to do.
Exactly.
And seem to really just do whatever the politicians, what they think the politicians want them to do.
There seems to be a lot of backlash against politicians and the whole establishment, which is why you see Brexit happening, why you see in America people turning against establishment. And you're seeing Trump now high in the polls, which is very interesting.
Do you think he's going to have a walkover? Do you think Hillary Clinton will have to step out of the race due to ill health?
Do you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I know, seriously, I mean, jokes aside, I know that health's become a big issue in the States. But I think the major issue is this. Who's got the most amount of money politically? And who is spending the most right now? It's the Democrats. It's Hillary Clinton. And I'm not partisan. I'm not political. But the fact is that despite all the money that Clinton's spending, she's still lagging in the polls. I mean, that's got to be putting fear in the Democrats right now. I mean, don't you think? I mean, she should be way ahead. I mean, she was ahead only about a few weeks ago. But it seems what's happening is the negative news is coming out about her emails, about all these health issues. And recently the deplorable comment that she meant about Trump's deplorable. It seems to be having a really bad negative impact on her campaign. But you know what? A day is still a long time. Is it a day or a year is a long time in politics.
A week
is a long time. But anything can happen between now and November 8th. So who knows?
Well, I think it's going against Clinton. As I'm a total Republican, I don't go for this namby-pamby sitting on the fence stuff. It's perhaps unfortunate that it's Trump as the candidate, but he seems to be able to take full advantage of any weakness she has. The health thing was unfortunate and everything else, but it was very badly handled.
Yeah.
Saying that she was overheated was a spin. It was a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have said she's suffering from pneumonia. In fact, she shouldn't even gone there in the first place.
Yeah.
So if that's the way that she handles, she and her team handles her affairs before she becomes president, how is she going to handle things after she becomes president?
Although I will say this to you, Zach, right now, and this is probably a good point. After Brexit, I don't believe a word about any polls. I mean, I basically think you can put the polls into the trash bin. I got sucked into this whole, the polls were saying the Remain vote's going to win, and look what happened afterwards. The fact is that no matter what the polls say about who's going to win, Trump or Clinton, there's going to be a lot of people, what are called shy voters, shy Trump voters and shy Clinton voters. We don't come out and say, hey, I vote for Clinton, I vote for Trump.
No, you're more likely to be a shy Trump voter than a shy Clinton voter.
Maybe.
The same with the Brexit thing.
But don't forget that in the middle America, where you've got a lot of Republicans, in the red states, put it this way, apparently a lot of women secretly want to vote for, what I've heard from all the different Wall Street Journal, different media channels, they're saying that even in the Republican states, many women secretly harbor a vote for Clinton. And that's something we're going to have to wait and see until election day. We don't know.
Right, okay. Well, I don't believe that. But anyway,
we'll see.
All right. Commentary from Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. The city-state's airline, the first to lease the double-decker Airbus 380 in 2007 on a 10-year contract, has warned that it will not be extending the terms on its first plane. It has a total of 19 of these in its fleet and will give a year's notice on what it decides on each as contracts come up from renewal. So that doesn't look like very good news. A recent survey conducted by Expedia is better news, showing that 200 years on, Brits are still a nation of shopkeepers. London was voted the world's best place to visit for a shopping trip, Paris and Milan trailing way behind. Have no sympathy whatsoever. What a shame. But I suppose you go to Paris and Milan for other things. So Paris for romance and Milan for whatever they do in Milan.
Well, I got to be honest. I mean, I can't speak as a tourist in London. It's been a long time since I ever traveled. But what exactly is it that tourists buy in London is what I want to know. I guess what is it, like items of souvenirs?
Those little snow things.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing, which is
the
main thing you would come to London for. But let's go on to the next slide.
I guess you have
slide.
To be one to know one. All right.
Economic calendar, Bank of England rate decision at noon, current account balance in the US, advanced retail sales, initial jobless claims, continuing claims, and industrial production for August, all stateside. Moving along to client sentiment, hopefully at Oanda, if we can get onto that. Which remains with the gold, the precious metals at the top of the table. There are some people out there, Oanda clients, who believe that the Bank of Japan will lower rates again to further into negative territory and weaken the yen.
Right.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, I'm going to take the opposite side of that action. Speaking of silver and gold, we were speaking about silver last week, and our projection on silver actually was correct. We've seen a move away from the resistance coming down to support. I think we'll talk about it today. But bottom line still remains that I would be careful about the metals purely because the smart money institutions, the big money, is still heavily betting against the metals. So I'd just be careful about those two markets. The fact that sentiment among the dumb money is still pretty high, I'd be careful about that as well. So I think it's a red flag.
Non-institutional.
Okay, you don't want to use a dumb money.
Because, you know, in the markets, everybody's equal.
Everybody's equal.
Yes, exactly, yes. the Aussie dollar, 60% there, so that was a decent idea there. I think that's probably a better way of tracking the precious metals.
Of course, anything can happen today. I mean, we've got the interest rate decision. I don't think there's going to be an interest rate hike. I don't think it's going to happen. And in the event of it doesn't happening, I think we're going to see more strength in the British pound.
Okay, and then just finally, people short of the dollar Canadian in a heavy way there. Tip TV trade of the day, sell in the range, the FTSE 100 of 66.80 to 6700 objective, 66.20 to 6600, which from memory was the August support.
So this is the FTSE chart we're looking at.
That's right, stops above 67.30.
Yeah, I'd be looking to be a buyer in the FTSE. I'd be a buyer in the UK FTSE when if it comes down to 6,500. 6,500 to 6,400 is a major support level on the FTSE. If we get there, then I'd look to buy at those levels.
Okay. And just going on to co-report Investors Intelligence, this S&P continues to test support from the 20 level prior resistance and its 100-day EMA, a near-term base may be developing across this shelf, and that should certainly become clearer by Friday. Note the way that the MACD indicator now down to the same level as per prior snapbacks by the index.
Actually, let's just keep this chart for the moment. Let's not go away from this, because I want to mention two things here. Number one, just about a few days ago, on Sunday, as a matter of fact, I told our premium members on Leading Trader to go long at 21.20, which is just close to that EMA. We made a 40-point profit on that one. But here's the thing. Here's what I would say about this. If we take out Monday's lows, which is at 21.20, if we take out Monday's lows at 21.20, then look at 20.70 to be the next level. I'd say 2100 to 20.70. And that's going to be a big hurdle. Major support at 20.70. And I'd look to be a buyer at that level. But about the MACD that you see there, here's something else that your viewers should pay attention to. If that MACD crosses over in a bullish direction, most likely in October, that usually happens in October, then get back into the stock market then as well. Because this is actually a well-known phenomenon called the Halloween effect, which is that in the months of October, usually you see a very reliable buy signal based on a MACD crossover. It has worked for many, many decades. There's no reason to expect why it wouldn't happen this time around. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Right. Well, Halloween, one of my favorite days of the year for obvious reasons. But on that note, Alessio Rastani from LeadingTrader.com, thank you very much for opening the finance show for us today. Right. We'll be back after the break.